Blog Talk Radio.
It's the emotion picture. Blog Talk Radio. Tune in. Sometimes we get emotional. Things that we be going through. A way to get it out without sounding clowny is overdue. I go in the vocal booth, but that's just a chosen few. You don't gotta suffer from love issues, there's hope for you. You stuck in the homie zone, don't know the rules. Relationship ended, you need closure soon. Or you trying to spice up your sex life. We got Jet Set and Jazz to help you and maybe show you more. And Victorious will interject with intellect in case you go from friends to sex to lovers, or you get rejection, or you feeling disrespect and don't know how to deal. We ain't judging, we just touch on subjects. We know how you feel, call in. Got our host game so official, it's deep even when we playing. You know it's called the emotion picture, cause you can see what we be saying. Tune in.
What up? The Emotion Picture Radio Show. Get it while you can. And I'm your host, Victorious. And if you've been under a rock or just watching TV or something, this is our last show. And slow it down. It gives me great happiness to introduce my co-host from the mean streets of Clearwater, fresh from Jacksonville. Get to the Jackson.
Ready. Okay.
He's
got my number. Hey. Yes, it is great to be here one last time as your co-host of the Emotion Picture Radio Show. I am bittersweet right now.
But you're still doing the Mile High Club, though, yes?
Yes. The Mile High Show will continue with myself and King. But it's not the Emotion Picture. It's different.
Well, I see you've been contacted Uncle Luke. You're going to have Uncle Luke on the Mile High Club one of these days. So
well,
you wait until
we're
now.
We're in talk with his people. My people are contacting his people. And, you know, I have people now, okay?
Now, I love, you know, Trick Daddy Dollars, but I'm saying, why your people couldn't contact Uncle Luke for the Emotion Picture Radio Show?
Well, we're also one big happy family, right?
Yeah, I don't know.
It's not gonna get all strange, is it, Vic?
Yeah, well, you know, I got people too. My people tell me that, you know, I need to get a cut from whatever's going on over there, and it's time that you listeners know that the three of us, we fight all the time about stuff, and we just couldn't hide it anymore for the children. That is the real reason.
It was just better that we were done with this.
Yeah.
We took our own advice, and we decided.
Yeah, see, we had to walk away. Yes. Remember the time I had all your flowers?
What? He's so rude. You just come in talking shit. Hey.
Yo.
That's shot. Yo, our producer says it's funny that he rings the doorbell
so
for Charlie, his guest.
You don't get music when you're late.
Nah, it's All-Star Weekend, man. Come on.
Oh
man.
My goodness, I've been watching. Did you see the interview with Charles Barkley and Obama?
I did. I saw it
with President Obama. That was very good.
And that shit was crazy.
It was.
Oh,
it was amazing. It was a great interview.
Yes.
You know, crazy in a great way. That's what I was trying to say.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. So, Shai, you do know
that. You concur, Shai.
Yes, I concur that you know everything about basketball.
That slam dunk contest, man, was they dunking.
Listen,
man.
Were they dunking? We don't need your fake athlete, you know, knowledge that you know nothing about.
Were they dunking or they not dunking?
No, man. Nobody dunked. Everybody.
See, I don't think Shai watched the All-Star. Really?
They changed it this year.
Really?
It was all layups. Yeah.
See, I don't think you watched it. You would know it was dunking.
Nah.
It was a slam jam. It was
slam jam.
I think I want to actually watch. Yeah, I think I want to watch the game. The performances have been terrible thus far.
You didn't like Aloe Black?
No.
Crazy,
no.
Jess.
I mean, I think I would like him on the radio or on disc or iTunes. I did not like how he sounded live. That was horrific. He sounded just as bad as that Jason Derulo.
He's the man.
The song sounds like it would be great if it was mixed, mastered, and packaged. It sounded horrible live. Sorry, Calo, Black man. You're the man.
It's all right.
Not
it's
live. But, well, it's so good to be here with you guys.
It is.
Vic says things are going to start getting strange between us, so.
They're going to get weird a little bit.
Yeah. Kind of.
Not between y'all.
Well,
no.
you know that she's getting all these highfalutin guests for her show.
Oh, yeah.
I saw her hitting up Uncle Luke. You know,
right.
I think Luther may be on the show via, you know, Ouija board.
Well, hopefully
you gotta expect that.
Work out.
But shit has been weird. Shit has been weird seeing me and Jazz.
Oh yeah, I know that.
Yeah, you don't remember that? Yeah, you know that one time I had to buy you flowers.
You didn't have to do anything. What you needed to do was just
apologize.
I apologize.
I bought the flowers, so that's all you get.
Thank you, and everything was fine after that.
Does everybody know how close y'all are and how y'all met and everything? Does everybody know that story?
No,
and they will not know tonight because if
I don't want
know,
them knowing
they'll probably
it's the last show. They might as well know now.
No, they'll know when we come back with the comeback show, Shai.
Yes, sir. They will find out then. Y'all got to pay me to come back. I'm like, who is the dude for Friday that the Ezel? Chris Tucker. I'm sorry, I don't know too much about pop culture. But I know about basketball, though. But, yeah, I may not be on the reunion show, but no, Shai, because I'm sure we have send our souls verbally a couple times in the show, and it was great everybody out, so we're just going to leave it where
it's
at.
All right, it's all good.
All right, so before things get any weirder. we actually have a live role model romance tonight.
Oh, where? She's here?
She's here. Oniqua, are you here? Don't make a fool of me.
Oniqua's a dancer. I've seen some
photos.
Like a trick dancer?
No. She's a college student. Well, no. Okay, hold on.
What that means?
No, she's a college student, and she's like in a dance thing. You know what they do.
She in a dance
college.
Troupe.
I didn't want to call it a dance.
She's on a twerk team. She's on the college twerk team.
She's not stepping, but, like, she had, like, a dance. You know how they do it, right? They be dancing. She'd be whining on her head.
Yeah? Okay. That's what's happening.
Is that somebody that I don't think that she's – I think she's definitely one of the teachers because she looks like she's pretty old. I'm not sure. But, I'm just saying, and I want to shout out to Pope. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, a lot of us thought that. Anyway, so are we going to wait for her? Nothing. Are we going to wait for her? Or are we going to... Is she there? Okay.
She be dancing to right here. College twerk team.
Hey, everyone. So in honor of Valentine's Day that just passed on Friday, we're going to talk about the hottest celebrity couples out now and how they spent the romantic holiday together. First on the list is Dwayne Wade and Gabrielle Union. Dwayne Wade covered the house with Be and Mary Jane post-its and surprised her with chocolate-covered strawberries and roses. And later that night, they went out for dinner. And this is the couple's sixth Valentine's Day together. Second is Laura Govan from Basketball Wives LA and her boyfriend Gilbert Arenas. He covered the dinner table with 500 roses and candles, and he hired a private chef to cook a meal for them. And last on the list is Kobe Bryant and his wife Vanessa. Due to Kobe's injury, he didn't partake in the All-Star Weekend festivities. So instead, he took his wife to Catalina Island for a Valentine's Day vacation. How sweet. So hopefully everyone had a romantic and great Valentine's Day, like all of these celebrities. And there you have it. That's the Role Model Romance segment. Talk to you guys later. Bye.
Yo.
Can I just say, like, why it got to be sweet to the Catalina Island and all that? That's what it got to be sweet?
But why does Gabrielle Union keep getting the short end of the stick?
She got chocolate, I heard. What are you talking about?
Chocolate-covered strawberries and out to dinner. Like, that's what every bitch got.
Wait, hold on. Because I'm pretty sure not every bitch got that jazz.
I'm just saying, why they gotta be bitches? Why they gotta be bitches? Okay, it's the last show. Can I just be free? She's a resident woman on the show, so I'm leave. Here's what I don't understand: how Dwayne Wade and Kobe still in the league, and Gilbert Arenas, he's not even playing anymore. It's crazy. All he could do was afford 500 roses.
I mean, he probably selling some of them guns he was, or I don't know.
Yeah,
okay, I'm just kidding. Those were all very...
That bought the gun, right, Chuck? I don't know about that much.
Yes.
I know that. I know Ray Carew, Jason Kidd.
All right, let's move on.
Okay.
But, OJ,
I know about all the...
All of those things are very, very thoughtful. I'm just kidding. If you got roses or you got swept away to an island... They're equally the same.
But you just made a lot of women, or bitches as you call them, feel some kind of way. Because a lot of them did not get, they may have got the strawberries, but did they get the chocolate-covered strawberries? You know, they may have went to Red Lobster while it's still here.
Whoa.
Or Olive Garden, what? I'm just saying. Olive Garden, P.F. Chang's, maybe.
Nobody's going to chain restaurants, man.
Well, okay.
Really?
Okay. So, it sounds like Gabrielle Union did. It sounds like she went to Red Lobsters. So, okay, here's the thing. For us, you know, non-celebrity women, it doesn't...
Celebrity.
I'm not a celebrity. He hasn't been on the show yet. but when I think about... you know, our role model romance and the celebrities, I do think about them doing something elaborate. But you know what? Maybe for those folks that are always in the limelight and traveling and doing all kinds of fancy things, it is nice to have something, you know, simple and intimate. So I was just being a little fresh. I think that all of those things mentioned were thoughtful, wonderful. And whether you got strawberries with no chocolate or you got flowers that weren't roses, it's no big deal. It's the thought that counts. Fair enough?
Mm.
Yeah. Yes, Onika, you agree? Is that Onika? Yeah, I agree. It is. It's Onika.
So wait,
Onika, what's the name of your dance troupe so that we can dispel the myth on that?
I'm sorry?
What's the name of your dance troupe?
Penn State Dance Team. It's just a dance team, Penn State Dance Team. Let me dance team.
Penn State Dance Team.
There we go. We're gonna YouTube and look out for your performances, but okay, Vic, what were you saying about the Valentine's gift?
I was just saying that you and Sha need to apologize to our listeners who may have been going to P.F. Chang's Dove Day, or may not have gotten strawberries. I didn't know strawberries.
The person that took them to P.F. Chang's needs to be apologizing, not us.
But it's the thought that counts.
Oh, it is.
All right.
Wow. So, Sha.
Yo.
A few years ago, a couple years in a row, you had some pretty, listen, you had some pretty strong ideas on your MondayRamble.com website about Valentine's Day. And it was you that coined one of our first shows 3 years ago, Post-Valentine's Syndrome. So So if you can kind of break down the origin of that term, post-Valentine's
syndrome. I don't remember, man.
Well, I think it came
that.
From post-nut syndrome, which I believe you also coined.
I definitely coined that. I can break that down. But post-Valentine, I don't know what that's about. I don't remember.
So, well, what,
so
what is
far
post-nut
removed
syndrome?
From those days. Post-nut syndrome is basically when you have sex with someone and you instantly regret it the moment of orgasm.
Mm.
Yes. That is that. So I don't know how that relates to post-Valentine. Maybe you go out with somebody and you don't like them a lot or something, maybe? I don't know.
Well, I wonder, are there people who just went out with people just to say they did it for Valentine's Day?
Oh, it happens every year.
Really?
That happens every year.
There's also a percentage of women who send themselves flowers. I found that out from the research that our producers did. It's like something like somewhere between 7% and 14% of people sending themselves flowers.
You're saying that there are women who send themselves flowers? Let me look at my notes here.
Look at your notes.
We do see that there are 233 million roses were purchased on Valentine's Day last year. That's a lot of roses.
That's
and see that 145 million cards were exchanged. Now, remember, Shah, you used to say that Valentine's Day was a big scheme created by Hallmark.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I did.
I remember
that.
Hearing him say that.
You still feel this way, Shah?
Of course, all the holidays
are
related to that.
So it says that men will spend an average of $175 on the holiday, compared to average of a punk-ass $88 for women. What's up with that, though? $88.
Women get all the holidays. We got Mother's Day. We have Valentine's Day. What else? Christmas.
But, yeah, and 85% of Valentine's Day cards are bought by women. So y'all just buy the cards? I don't understand.
We buy $75 worth of cards. Mm-hmm.
And 14% of women send themselves flowers on Valentine's Day.
Oh, is it higher?
Is that to fool people, or is that just so they can get, how does that work, Liza?
It's to fool people. It's to make themselves look better. There's a lot of pressure around Valentine's Day for women.
Explain.
Okay, sorry. There's a lot of pressure to, to have someone in your life that acknowledges you on a public, it's a very public showcase, a holiday that you showcase someone loving you or wanting you to be their Valentine and expressing it openly. So, that person that you've been lying about all year long has to send you flowers or do something so that you can show to your friends. Or on Facebook, did you see the, posts of different things going on Valentine's Day on just our social media alone? Some of those were not true. 14% of what you saw was not true.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I didn't see it.
You should go on Facebook and just give them the straight face smiley.
Yeah, like this, please. But, it's sad. I didn't get flowers for Valentine's Day this year, and that was okay. I had a great time. But I would never think to make anyone else believe anything other than what happened on that day for me.
Me either.
But it's sad.
So, Shah, you said you're removed from those days. What does that mean? You now celebrate Valentine's Day?
Man, I really don't celebrate much, but every day of life, you know what I mean? I'm
Did
just
you celebrate
excited
this
to wake
year,
up.
Sir?
Sherrod celebrates Valentine's Day.
I really can't say that I celebrated. I I had some dinner and did some things, but it wasn't like a celebration where I'm like, flowers and candy and
balloons. You acknowledge love though. You acknowledge love.
But I do that all the time though. You know,
sir, did you go to PF Chang's or not, sir?
I did not go to P.F. Chang's. I did not go to P.F. Chang's. I went to places that don't have chains. I went to a place called Coast.
What about this place that I don't know about?
Seafood. I'll send you some links if you want to know what it is, man.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I went to a place called Infusion for brunch today. It's pretty good.
Okay, that's
awesome. Wait,
Valentine's Day weekend.
Wait a minute.
Yeah,
Valentine's Day was a couple of days ago.
I didn't say I went was on a
what
day.
What you doing tonight?
What y'all doing after the game? She's there right now.
What y'all doing after the
game? She won your T-shirt, sir.
Yes, of his favorite team.
And some white socks and her pink. I just had a picture.
Curled up. Hey, girl.
On your couch right now.
Happy Valentine's Day, girl.
That's how it turned me into a sucker, man.
No, sir.
We are not
she
turning
is.
You into anything at all.
Now, what she's doing, we can't speak for. But, hey, girl, happy Valentine's Day.
Yeah, remember,
say by the bell, baby.
That's
hard. Cassidy, I want you to get ready to hang up on this person, whoever they may be.
Okay.
I'm paranoid.
Hello.
Yo.
Hi.
Hello.
How you doing?
Hello.
Damn, this is a dude. Why first show got to be a dude? Yo, who this?
I don't think I pressed one, though.
But you did.
You
so you're on.
You
How
win.
Did you spend your Valentine's Day?
Home alone.
Really? Who is this? Grimy ass chick. I tried it again.
It didn't work out. That's Soul Sonic?
It's Soul
Sonic. Yeah, you know Soul Sonic. Goddamn right. Celebrate this pagan holiday, man. I'm glad I didn't do nothing. You know what I mean?
Soul Sonic for the X-Files, right? Get it right.
That's a real man right there.
Yeah, man, because, you know, the day before, you know, me and Shreddy got into a little stench about nothing, because I was sick all week. You know what I mean? And she was arguing about why I didn't go to work. And I'm like, yeah, I just want you to give me a little extra, you know, I just want to be babied a little bit. You know what I mean? I'm sick.
So you
picked
a fight the day before Valentine's Day to get out of the win something
on
Valentine's Day?
I didn't pick no fight. She was beefing, and then she brought up the whole universe. I'm like, yeah, you're serious? So the next day, I didn't speak to her. What's the point of speaking? I went out and I didn't speak to her, nothing, man. And then the day, and then she comes here yesterday. She comes yesterday, right? So
mm-hmm.
I was supposed to go pick her up in Chinatown. And she calls me, I'll just meet you at your house. So I just went back home. She didn't even show up. She stayed on her friend's house and saw me with that. Now listen, man. Oh man, I tried, man.
Yo, we gotta find. Yo, Jazz, can you find her and fight her for him? Oh shit.
No, absolutely not.
I can't believe this, man.
No,
sorry,
I have
man.
Told Soul Sonic. Damn it! I'm scared.
You got a lot of X-Files now.
I have told Soul Sonic
that he needs to stay away from these women for a little while and work on himself. And what does he do every week? Call in with another story about somebody doing him wrong. So, no, I'm not fighting anybody.
This is the chick I called the police on.
And he keeps going back to the same crazies. Now, I'm starting to think
no
he's
sense,
crazy.
Man.
I can't help it.
Oniqua, have you ever stood a guy up before?
I'm sorry?
Have you ever stood a guy up before?
No.
No? What does that mean? Last minute cancellation? Cancel while he was outside?
No.
Ever been stood up?
No.
I don't know about that. I don't know if I believe Oniqua with this one right here. We'll come back to Oniqua. Do you have a Valentine this year, Oniqua?
I did, but I didn't really do anything because my Valentine is in New York, so I just got some edible arrangements.
You got some what? Arrangements?
Yeah.
You sound sad about it.
No, not really. I had a show the next day anyway, so... I have rehearsal and things.
You powered through it?
Yeah.
Vic, what did you do for Valentine's Day? You so worried about what everybody else did.
Why are you doing her life? I want to know.
That's what I want to know.
I'm like, shy. You know what I'm saying?
We know Oniqua got a man.
Does she?
Yeah, she's been told us that.
Why is Busta and Diddy performing right now?
What?
Now, Busta and Diddy are performing on the All-Star game, Pharrell and...
I really watched the All-Star game for the actual B-ball, so, you know, I kind of missed the festivities in between and shit.
Why do I miss primetime TV when he gets to watch it for... Who's there?
We have a call.
Hello?
Yo.
Hey, who's this?
What up? You hear me?
Yeah,
yeah,
we hear you.
We're talking to you.
Oh, what's up, Six?
What's going on, y'all?
Oh, love a
it's
man.
It's our last show, Six. You got to miss us.
I can't believe it.
Believe it,
it's
baby.
It's been real, though.
How did you spend your Valentine's Day?
I spent it with the lady who got my heart. Like,
Eric,
huh? We thought Six was a pimp until he let it go in the chat.
Nah, pimping ain't dead, but I'm saying pimping got to grow up, though, too, you know?
All my homeboys growing up right in front of my eyes.
Talk about it.
But it could have never happened without y'all. That's why I had to call and show some love, man.
That's real.
You know?
That's real. All right, all right.
Thanks, Six. Hold the line.
You do, Six?
What happened?
What'd you do?
Oh, man, come on. The game is not – that game can't even be sold or told.
Okay.
Pimpin' is still real.
I saw that.
Thanks, Six. Now, it's not like somebody else –
about the restaurants and all that.
Somebody
hey,
else
man.
Called in.
But, yeah,
who's
I
on the line?
Want,
Nikki,
just,
let him say
what up.
Okay, hold down, Six. You have another caller.
All right.
I heard we got Reels on the line. Who's that?
Oh.
Uh-oh. It got
hello.
Real for real that quick.
Oh, wait.
Am I still here?
You
yeah,
still
you
here, Six. Hold on.
Talk
it's real Rossi right here.
You got a damn party line going on.
I can't take it.
Go ahead.
I can't take it. Hi, guys.
Hi. How are you?
I'm fine. Happy Valentine's Day, everyone.
Happy Valentine's Day. Are you suffering
from
Valentine's
Day? Is there room in the hot tub? I'm just suffering from a hangover. I'm like sick as hell, but it's all okay. Is there room in the
love hangover?
I know, love hangover. Indeed. How's everyone? I'm just glad that, you know, I got through, and I just want to let you know that I really am going to miss the show and stuff like that, and you guys are absolutely amazing. You know what I'm saying? And please keep me posted about anything you guys are doing because I will be happily supporting any of your ventures for the most part.
Thanks,
you know what
Rocky.
I mean? Of course.
By y'all, she means me. So.
Whatever. She totally supports the Mahai show and everything that I do.
You get the show, I get the kids. Okay? You get to have a good
time. She loves us.
Can we just...
Of course.
I don't want to rush anybody off.
I know.
Well, you have
so
to because a lot of people are going to be calling, so next caller.
Okay, let's keep her on the line. I have a question to ask Roxanne about these ladies that are sending themselves flowers, but we'll get back to that.
Oh,
so don't
yeah,
call anywhere, Roxanne.
I do wanna, I'll be here.
Okay, cool. Now, who's joining us? I think it's one of our first callers on the line. Hello? I believe it's the
Hello?
Angry MILF number one. Hello.
Yep.
You know I couldn't let the final show go without calling in.
And when we say angry MILF, so we did decide the winner of that battle, right? We had a few angry MILFs vying for the title, but this was the first or
but
the woman
I will
formerly
always
known
be number
as
one.
Formerly known as the angry MILF number one. Because she's no longer angry, right? Not angry.
No, I am no longer angry.
Okay. And possibly our first caller, I'm not sure, on our first show, that Shah called the Motherfucker Show. Where,
yes.
Where he was against. Shah, is your Valentine.
I was not against.
I'm just saying. I have a question, Shah. Is your Valentine person,
no.
Is she a parent? No.
No.
No. No, but
so
that
ain't
wouldn't
that much change, huh?
Apparently, she is not.
What?
Parent.
Why would you say that?
Do not let y'all fool y'all. single mothers, you can still holler at Shaw. I'll be the one to tell you. He does not discriminate.
Boy, I think Shaw will take him down, but you would not be getting the Valentine's Day weekend.
Gladly, I would
you would not be going to
the situation.
The Fusion. You're not going to the seafood restaurant, though.
No.
You're not be wearing
no.
it. You might not be wearing his T-shirts on the couch.
But he will smash.
You can't
but
get
I will apply
down.
Gravity. I will apply gravity, yes.
So, Aries, you've been hanging with us for a few years now, and we're happy to have you on, not only on our first few shows, but as we say goodbye, it is a pleasure to have you on the line with us.
I'm
How did you spend your Valentine?
You guys. Valentine. I don't celebrate Valentine, but
okay.
it is what it is.
But you're not one of those people that, like, totally poo-poo it and ruin it for everybody else, do you?
Oh, no, absolutely not. I mean, to each his own. It just isn't for me, so.
Okay.
Well,
but the weather
was
terrible, so my van was covered under, like, 3 feet of snow, so I wouldn't have been going anywhere anyway.
Well, I want to speak about the origin of Valentine's Day, if you will allow me. There are a few theories. The first theory is that Valentine's Day comes from Lupercalia, which is a Roman festival on February 15th, where men strip naked and spank young maidens in hopes of upping their fertility. That's one thing. And the second theory is that while the Roman Emperor Claudius II was trying to bolster his army, he forbade young men to marry. And in the spirit of love, the dude who became St. Valentine defied the ban on marriage and performed secret marriages. And for his disobedience, he was executed on February 14th. So those are the reigning theories on the origin of Valentine's Day, which no one cares about, apparently.
Nope.
Clearly.
Oh, yeah, that was great. I mean, I feel more enlightened now.
So someone cares out there.
No, I care. I do care.
Our producers worked hard to get that information for us, and I appreciate it.
I appreciate them, too.
That's too late. They love me more. You get the show, I get the house and the kids.
That's fine. They
so
were getting on my nerves anyway.
I think we have a song. We have some special songs that I uploaded myself. Some V-Day songs. What happened? No, I did though. What's wrong
you
with
did.
You?
You
I did. How do you know?
Because you just
anyway.
Said it. And I know I didn't do it, so
yeah,
I know Shaw didn't do it.
Drinking for the show again. Drinking for the show again. All right, so they are labeled. These are songs from Shaw's mixtape. Ah, that I helped with as well, The Breakup.
Yes, you did.
And Love Jones. So we're gonna take it back some years. And it goes a little something like, I got this one, Chad.
Shaw stimuli.
T-Pain. Yay!
I don't know what you want from a man, but I know that I am who I am. Stop looking over there. Why you looking over there? Why you looking over there when I got it right here? Baby girl, when you look at me, I don't know what you see. You might need a superstar. You might want to do my car. Who I are and what I do are different. I do music and I'm gifted. But for me to share my business is ridiculous. I get it because I got it. Doesn't mean that you got to get it. You got it. The other dudes that you spot and be fronting and popping bottles to show you that stay the hottest, but I am so much more. What if I don't buy the bar? What if I don't go on tour? What if I don't have a chain that reaches to my neighbor? And I just don't have the ice with all the colors from the rainbow. Can I work a 9-to-5? What if I'm installing cables? Do I have to drive a 5? Can we put this on the table? Can you look at them? Look at me, now look at you and look and see what you want, what you need. What would you like this to be? Do you need a baller? I ain't balling, let's be clear, but I promise I can tell you everything you wanna hear. Go!
I got a thrill, and at the mall across the street from where I live, every size of rims is in my front yard. Waterfalls and all on my balls, baby. I can be everybody else, but I can be me. And tell you that I like to see the next thing I see.
over there and I don't see what you seeing. You watching videos, you stay BETing. You wanna bet that if you get somebody else, they just gon' beat it and leave it. Yes, I'm a hater, but you need to believe it. Talk to me, I be bugging, thinking that I might be really doing well. We at the club, you in the VIP with Diddy and Pharrell. Chasing D.I.C. Pain, R. Shelly, DJ Drama. He ain't even an artist, you driving me insane. Damn, you got my patience getting thin. You hitting Akon on MySpace, thinking it's really him. Tell me how can I win if I stay true to who I is? Me being myself, it's not ludicrous. I think the music biz got you open, got you hoping you can meet somebody close to making mills. But I'm the chosen girl. You should do what you wanna do. Accidents happen when you don't see what's in front of you. Me. From a man, but I know that I am who I am. Stop looking over there. Why you looking over there? Why you looking over there when I got it right here? Check this out, they call me S to the T-I, M to the U-L. I don't have a problem being real, my do tell. Some things I'm bad at, other things I do well. You can be one of those things, I'm saying who else would you wanna be when I ain't rocking skinny jeans and I ain't following the trends and I ain't tricking on your friends? And I don't know if this is working, but I guess it all depends on what you're looking for. All you gotta say to me is when you tired of the same. This is that Obama type of change. Ain't nobody trying to play a game. Everybody else just be lying, they lame. See, I'm the truth, don't worry about the lie in my name.
I got a crib, and it's a mall across the street from where I live.
That was Everybody Else, Joshua and T-Pain.
Took it back, that's good.
There don't be no applause because I don't know how to work the board like that no more. It's been a while.
No, I like that.
You took it back.
It was good. You mean, oh, I like that. That one was good.
I
like that.
Right there.
Act like I'm playing Drop No Hits.
I support that. That one, I like that one. I was,
why you not playing me that one, bitch?
Right, exactly. Now I gotta go bootleg
that. That's your old school. They said Akon on my face. That's how you know this was
the
song
right there. Yeah, you took me back.
Okay, we have somebody that has way too much background noise.
Oh, you know what?
That's
me. Let me leave the board alone because I done put people on the train. My bad.
Oh, man. I feel sad, guys.
You had a moment and shit?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I was just sharing. I shared behind the scenes that when I dialed in, you know what I'm saying, I'm a man and anything, but you know, when I dialed in to the host number, I looked at the phone, and I was saddened that it would be the last time I would be dialing in. And I took a picture of the jump off. Yes, I did. A little screen print.
Look at you guys.
Yeah. And then
but
when I texted like, we have a show, call in now, I got really teary-eyed. Like, wow, I'm not going to be able to boss him around once a week anymore.
You can still
boss
him
around.
You'll find a way. I'll be like, the Mile High Show is on. Listen now. So, it is really nice listening to our callers that we've kept up with folks for a minute now and hearing how people's perception has changed over the show for things as small as Valentine's Day. Shaw.
Yeah, yeah.
To, you know, bigger, more important ways of looking at different relationships. So we still have, just so you guys know, we still have Aries and Roxanne, Real Roxanne on the line. if we want
Onique.
More. Oh, yeah, that's right. Onique's still with us. If we want any more feedback on this.
Wait, wait, wait.
Balance.
Are we gonna get Rails and Six to talk about their weekend, their day, nothing? We made a connection on this show. This is big.
We did.
I heard him.
Come on, let's hear about it.
Oh, boy,
am I
boy.
Online?
I don't know.
Yep,
why.
You're on. So don't.
That is so funny. Sha, how was your Valentine's Day?
No.
Not
I'm
talking about Sha.
Going on already. This
Valentine's is still going.
That ship has sailed already, huh? My Valentine's was fine. I was chilling. Nothing over the top, but just chilling. It was cozy, you know?
Yeah. What made it cozy? Come on.
Yo, I think dude is like right there. It's messing with her on the phone right now. Dude, like,
I hope he don't got her
shit.
T-shirt on and some socks. Watch, he's still cuddled up. It's Valentine's Day weekend. What you did with the kids, Roxanne?
The kids, well, they were with
Close
me.
The door.
They still are. Yeah.
Yes.
You know, I had to put the chair behind the door because, you know, they don't understand that when they knock,
got Benadryl.
You know. They shouldn't just open the door. They should wait for someone to say, come in, that sort of thing. But they were here. Everybody, we were chilling, just, you know, dinner, you know, just chilling. Are you?
Yo, I it's like dude is right there behind us squeezing breakfast or something like that on the phone.
Yeah.
Nah, actually, if he was squeezing, you know, my demeanor would be totally different, I assure you. But that's about it. But Jazz, back to this whole thing regarding women sending themselves flowers.
Yes.
What part of the game is that?
Well, it's about 14% of the game.
That's really, really, you know, I remember in the group someone asked what is thirsty. That's thirsty. If you're like sending something
thirsty.
To yourself and saying, you know, like as if it's anonymous or I have a secret admirer. You
right.
know, like, that's so corny. You could buy yourself flowers. I mean, everything is out there to be bought. You can treat yourself. But if you're, like, literally sending roses to yourself and then writing on the card or having someone write on the card, secret admirer or something, that's lame.
But here's the thing. The minute, regardless if you have a card on it or not, the minute you send yourself something, that's
yeah,
when
that
it.
Is so whack.
Yeah, that's when it became, you know, pure trickery to yourself.
You know?
I mean, you're only fooling yourself. We don't really care.
That was good, like, confused FTD. They made it, Mr. Calls and shit, but like, man, I'm sorry. I just want to make sure the order is right. This is the receiver is also the sender, ma'am.
Okay,
yes,
exactly.
Me.
You can
it's
pick
me.
Up flowers on your way to work. You can pick up flowers
on
your
way
home.
Home.
Yeah,
home.
I mean, I do that. I buy flowers for the house, which in turn make me happy, so they are for me. But on Valentine's Day, I don't really have anything, yeah, delivered to myself as a gift. That's weird.
The billing address is also the shipping address. That's
the billing address.
Basically, how tacky is that? I really believe that I have a colleague that sends herself flowers all the time.
Why? She's ugly to you?
Well, she has a booty, though, so that might have something to do with it. Seriously. I don't know.
So you should try sending her something and see, like, how crazy she might get. Like, send her an anonymous.
She might. I will do no such thing. That's number one. Number two.
Nah, she don't mess with girls like that. She don't play them games.
Nah,
she's real Jamaican.
I don't.
She got
it's not gay to send her flowers, Roxanne.
She got killed in her family. No. Fire burn all
flowers.
That.
Nah, yeah.
She
got boozing with her family. Mess with that.
Shut up.
Okay.
I know, right?
I have a question about the women. Like, let's take away from the fact that it is a little creepy and strange. Would you say that there's a lot of pressure on women around Valentine's Day to have a Valentine or to have, you know, to just be chilling with someone in their, you know, what do you think?
I'd say,
but
do I feel pressured? No. But other people may feel pressured. And you want to know what? I'm, like, very funny about all those displays. Like, I don't need the whole world to know that I have a Valentine's, like, all these flowers and stuff like that. Some people do. And, I mean, Yeah, there is pressure, especially when you see someone coming through with 500 flowers, 500 roses, and all this other hoopla. You know, those lonely girls, they feel a way. They feel some kind of way, you know. But I just think that, you know, the other day on the news, they had this whole little site thing geared towards Valentine's Day where you can hire yourself for that day, hire yourself someone for that day, and I think those girls should do that. You know, just hire a guy for the day and you won't have to feel bad. He'll buy you the flowers and you could prance him around all your friends and be happy for that moment, you know. What are your thoughts?
Contact at settingjasmine.com if you need to hire someone for the day. We can arrange
for
that.
Exactly. See, exactly. So, problem solved.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know that I would do it for Valentine's Day. If I needed an escort on a date or something, maybe. Valentine's Day just doesn't seem... I mean, maybe if I had to go to a work party.
And you could get a happy ending. So, you know, possibly.
Yeah.
Make a little bit more.
Well, that's illegal.
We don't support that. Listen, we gotta go.
It was good to talk
bye,
to you.
Bye, I mute her.
Really.
Don't contact me for
that, right? A happy ending is ambiguous. It could be anything. It could be just saying a merry goodnight. That could be your definition of a happy ending.
Your
so,
Honor.
You
okay,
know.
Thank you. So, listen, Tracy, let's go to a song. As I flushed the coke down the toilet because we don't know what damn Roxanne told them. Do you have any songs lined up? Oh, she kicked off.
Came from your mother, looking all
sick. Nice.
She like, yo, let me ask you something. Well, I want to know who you are.
Coach me to a love supreme. My brown made it, create environments for happy brown. baby. I know it sounds crazy, but your skin's the inspiration for cocoa butter. You provoke a brother, we should get to know one another. I discover when I bring you through, my people stay true. All I can say is all praise to, I thank God for a beauty like you.
Brown skin lady.
Yeah.
Brown skin lady by Black Star. Real quick story. 99, I was at Incurl Bookstore, which was owned by, at that point, I think, Carly's family, whatever. And Black Star, or Mos Def and Carly, they announced that they were doing Black Star that day that we were there. They had, like, monthly showcases in the bookstore. And they did Brown Skin Lady, and I happened to have, because it was standing room only, so, you know, on my lap was sitting a lady who was not brown skinned, so it was real awkward for her, not me though. I was cool. She was like, so comfortable. Like, what happened? He said, you know, something about me. So that was that. She wasn't white though. Nothing is wrong with that. She just wasn't.
You sure? It's okay. She
was. You don't know anymore with this one.
She was tied. She was tied.
You had dreads?
She's half tied. Nah.
So did you have dreads at the time?
Oh, I sure did. So, you know, I was probably looking all kind of crazy and shit. Anyway, so we have on the line, we have another of our original callers. We have Samo. Samo, are you there?
Oh.
Hey,
Samo. We've been missing you.
Hey, man. I'm in the back of a cab, man. I heard the show. The show's a wrap. What happened with that?
What was that term? He coined it was for old ladies.
Young,
what was it?
Old tenders.
No, not old tenders. No, it's something to do with soft. Like they just soft.
What?
It was that old ladies. They were
was
old
it tenders.
Old
tenders?
Is that... Yeah.
Old tenders.
I don't think so.
You don't remember that? I know.
I'm trying to go back to our show about sugar daddies and cougars and shit. But yeah, same old. You know, we out of here.
Yeah, man. I mean, like, word through the grapevine went quick. Everybody's like, yo, that motion picture show, they shutting it down. They're not doing it anymore. This is the last show. I was like, I got to call in. I got to make sure I let people know this thing was dope. I appreciate y'all. I always listen to the show, even when I don't call in. I be needing advice in my many failed relationships. And I love what y'all doing, man. Y'all shouldn't stop, man. Y'all should keep going for another 20 years.
So, yeah, okay. So, speaking of your failed relationships, how was your Valentine's Day, Samo?
Oh, man, my Valentine's Day was horrible.
Oh, man. What happened?
Oh, man, love is a puzzle, man. I don't know. I can't figure this thing out, man. I can't get into it. It was cool, but it just didn't work out the way I thought it was going to work out.
Someone new or trying to rekindle an old flame?
Hey, man.
Or she's in the back of the cab with you right now.
Yeah, man, we can't get into this, but...
I think you can't, like, chocolate covered strawberries ain't always DIY, man. You got to try to order out. You know what I mean? You can't just...
Oh, y'all speaking in code and shit. What you talking about, babe?
Hey, chocolate covered strawberries is not cold. some folk... You know what? I got chocolate covered strawberries before, matter of fact. But it wasn't Valentine's Day, and I didn't eat them.
Hey, man. Hey, man, listen. All I say is Valentine's Day is dangerous. It's a conspiracy by the man to break up the black community and all relationships in general.
Not just black relationships? All of them,
man. It's a bad holiday. It's one of them holidays where you think it's about love, and it's not. It's about something else.
Well, thank you, Samo.
Hey, hold on. I think we were about to go into a roadblock. Hey, Cabby, you got to turn.
All right. So, thank you, Samo.
Okay, make a right. We love y'all, man. For real, we love y'all out here, man. Keep
Stay
it going.
Free Samo once again.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
Thanks, J-Mo. Stay out of trouble, man.
They getting locked up on the show.
On the show.
He's doing graffiti one time during the show. We'll miss him. We'll miss all of you.
One time he was in the library, though.
Yes, he was in the library because his old tender had a key to the library. or she popped the lock. So we're out. The Mile High Club is going to be after the show. And stay tuned. I probably will be doing a show on this same channel. It will be called Concrete Conversations. Talk more about that. And we have a song. We have a goodbye song. And
it's the See You Later song, right?
This song is heavy, man. This song is like one of the best slow jams ever by his white dude named Billy Vera. And this dude says that he'll subtract 20 years from his life if she stays with him. Like that's deep right there.
Damn.
That's
yeah,
not deep, 20 right?
Years. You ever been there, Shaw? You ain't never been there.
I'm just saying, how you gonna enjoy the time with her if you dead?
It's just like
it's gonna be worth it.
Yeah, man.
No,
remember
no, it doesn't
City
add up. Doesn't add up at all.
I don't like
this.
That ain't right.
Nah,
no.
instead of me dying at 100, I'ma die at 80 just to be with you, bitch. Like that's romance. Yo, play the
tune. And then she's
going to
be alive and miserable. So do you put
drop
her through
pain? Drop the tune. They never miserable.
Bye,
oh,
guys.
Yeah. And fuck Winnie Cooper.
What did you think?
Oh, good.
I do like this
song.
Yeah,
I would do
not,
at this
me.
Moment.
I mean, only because it played.
When you're standing before me,
I'm crying.
Tears in your eyes.
Bye, guys.
Where
you
going? You staying on the line?
Oh, I gotta stay.
You just don't love
me. So you know there are people who I know that still have never heard the show ever.
What did you think?
The song is.
I would say at this moment. When I'm faced with the knowledge that you just don't love me, did you think I would crush you? Say things to hurt you, but you just don't love me no more. Did you think? Come on, you know me too well. How could I hurt you? And darling, I love you. And you know I'd never hurt you. Whoa. Do you think I would give this moment, if you stay, I'd subtract 20 years from my life, and I'd fall down on my knees, kiss the ground that you walk on, if I could just hold. If I could
could just hold you.
Maybe we do one more show. I don't know.
Thanks for listening to The Emotion Picture. Make sure you stay tuned for the next episode of the Mile High Club with Jasmine and King.
Welcome to the Mile High Show. I'm your host, Jet Setting Jasmine, and who's flying with me tonight?
As always, it's King the Wall, sitting back, relaxing, getting ready for another one of these shows. I enjoy getting on the air with you. So what are we talking about tonight?
You just want to jump right in?
I just want to jump right in. I think that everybody that's been missing us is ready.
Well, tonight we are talking about porn, and there's nothing more to say with that. Wow. The wonderful world of porn.
That's actually, I was about to say, I mean, porn has done so many great things for the world, I personally believe. I mean, really, it's the one thing that even brought us together to do this show, right?
It did. Should we go down memory lane?
Yeah, let's take a more little trip.
Okay. So the birth of Jet Setting Jasmine and Sensual Noir actually started a few years back on the Emotion Picture radio show, our mother show, in which we did a show on porn, but we actually wanted to learn a little bit more about behind the scenes. Tonight we're going to take you in front of the, I don't know, nowadays it's in front of the TV, the cell phone, the computer, right? But at least, so. But for that show, we went behind the scene, and we actually explored King's history in porn, and it was really fascinating, so fascinating that I needed to know more, and it led to our wonderful, wonderful business in Fantasy Flight. So, why don't you tell them a little bit about your experience in the adult entertainment industry?
Okay. Well, I got started in adult entertainment, I guess, pretty much when I was legally able to get started in adult entertainment. I had a...
What is that, age 18?
Yes, that's why they have all those barely legal videos and magazines and all of that stuff. And I actually, at the time, had a friend, and she was a stripper down in Philly, and they wanted to get her into a magazine. And basically, like, you know, magazines are very, it's all playful in magazines. Like, instead of me eating their pussy, I'm like really close to it with my tongue out and a nice look on my face like I'm hungry, but it's not really fully engaging in sex in most magazines. And she was just like, I don't want no stranger's dick in my face. So
Yeah, strange dick in your face is, you know, it
could
be a little intimidating.
Yeah, sometimes, I guess. I don't know. But, so she hollered at me, had was just like, you know, we had messed around. So she was like, yo, I know you're not afraid. I know what you're working with. So why don't you come do it? So I made a good amount of money for a very short amount of time being around something that I love doing anyway. So it was just kind of like a couple pictures here and there. And I was just like, all right, this is what I was born for. So that was my introduction. That was my introduction into porn right there. And since then, I've done live webcam, a couple videos. But primarily what I've done is live performances where people just, I guess people who are tired of video, fast forward, rewinding, and all of that stuff, who want people just to show up in their house or wherever they choose and bang it out in front of them, and they get to direct a little bit. I liked it because it was more money, so I enjoyed it a lot.
Okay.
Turning people on is what I love to do.
Wow, it's working.
Thing, what's up?
Oh, no, I'm just saying, I mean, your story is fascinating. So it's fascinating. It's the first time that that I heard it. I mean, I think oftentimes we have this idea of, you know, some horrific story that leads people into the adult entertainment industry. But it sounds very much by choice for you, and you found your niche, and it was enjoyable.
Yeah, I mean, I think that everybody has something in the world that they're blessed with. Some of us have more than one, you know, and I definitely look at art. I mean, I look at sex as an art form. Some people, like, I got to get a nut off real quick, so they're not really looking at it for any kind of aesthetic purposes other than sex. But I think that some people, they need more than just bang bang in a video. You know, some people need sensuality. Some people need romance. Some people need to know that they're actually putting in the work that the other person is being pleased, you know. So I think there's a lot of different kinds out there, which leads me to my question for you.
Okay.
What do you watch? What kind of porn turns on Jet Setting Jazz?
Okay. So I'm going to say this, but ladies, please don't send me your self-made porn. I tend to watch lesbian porn. And, yeah, I've watched just exactly what you said. Some people need, you know, romance or need this. And what I've come to find out is that, like, it's the beginning of the end. So if I watch a man and a woman, I really just want to skip the middle. It's the beginning, which is usually the foreplay. And if they're good, you know, good at making art, their foreplay is, you know, easy. It's fun to watch, and it's a turn on to me. And then the end, which usually, you know, when they're having an orgasm, unless, you know, it's bad acting, I mean, you can fake it, but at the same time, there is still something very natural when someone is having an orgasm. So, like, you know, their face, the way their body tenses up, like, to me, that is the biggest turn-on. It's all the, like, the bang-bang stuff, and a lot of times in some of the porn that I've watched, the positions aren't really that creative, or the woman doesn't look very pretty in the position. So I tend not to really be interested in the middle. And I have found myself many occasions, like, watching kind of the scene, the setup, and then skipping to, like, just about the end. But what I do find in lesbian porn, which it's kind of the same thing. I mean, I get bored in the middle because, like, at that point, I'm like, all right, where's the guy? You know, it does still need to be somewhat relatable to the type of sex that I like to have. But I do find that the foreplay between women is, it is more sensual. It's more realistic also. I find that women tend to be, at least in porn, they tend to be more comfortable with one another. So the scene usually seems more realistic. And then they're also much more delicate. So, I don't know, it just comes off more natural and more sensual to me. And, yeah, it's a ton of. But, yeah, the middle part, really, in both of them, is the part that I tend to skip or zone out. At least it'll help me, like, start to, you know, think of something else, experience that I had or want to have, and get me where I need to be. How about for you?
It's funny. I really don't watch much porn. And it's funny, like, because I know all the behind-the-scenes stuff.
Ruins it for you.
Like, sometimes, it's hilarious. I remember, like, one time one of my boys, he was like super fascinated with this one porn star. And he was like, yo, I love her. She's sad. You have to watch this one scene. It's crazy. Da 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 da. So he shows me this scene on his phone. First of all, we're in a place where you shouldn't be trying to show somebody porn on your phone. We were on like the bus or something.
I don't know, or the train.
Some place in public where other people would be completely uncomfortable by two dudes watching some woman get banged out on her cell phone. Okay? So like he's doing this and I'm like, all right man, I'll watch. So I'm watching it, I'm like, oh man, they cut something and reused something they just showed.
Oh no, don't ruin it for us.
I'm not all videos do that.
Okay.
But the one he was showing me. And then, you know, other things that it's funny because I'm a music head as well. So when I listen to music, I can tell, so, oh, they did a punch and edit in this song right here. When they did something like that, I'm the same way when I watch porn. So it's kind of like I'm watching it for, oh, that's a good angle. And it's funny, like it doesn't always do what to turn me on. Like usually when I'm watching it, like, oh, how can I perform better? How can I incorporate this into something that I do?
Okay.
You know, that's what I like. And also I think the same thing is true. I think people are very lack a lot of imagination and creativity with the positions, for one.
Right.
And also with the scenery, the acting. Like, there's ways to get around people who can't act, you know? There's ways to get around it. There's ways to move through a video or a porn. So now I sound like Siskel and Ebert out here for porn, which is probably not the question you were asking in the first place. But usually if I do wind up watching it, I can watch a woman do anything. I really like women solo videos.
Mm-hmm.
I love watching a woman just please herself and seeing, because those to me are more honest a lot of times. Because she doesn't have to take it for the scene. She doesn't have to get it out of the way. It's not like they're like, look, this is going to be cut down to a 15 or 30 minute scene. Usually when it's a solo video, it just goes until she goes.
Right.
I love squirters. You can't really fake squirting. So it's like squirt videos are my thing. I love them.
The last solo video that I watched was this girl fisting herself, and I was like, I have nothing against that, the act of fisting, but watching it was like watching a horse give birth or something. It was just, it was overwhelming. At some point for me, like, I watch it because it's gross, not even because it's sexual. It's just, like, I can't stop watching it. It's like a scary movie or something, you know, when you, like, cover your eyes.
All right.
Yeah. So, yeah, that was the last solo. But now...
That's actually something that I've done a lot, video-wise. There's probably a few of those in me floating out there somewhere.
Fisting?
And not fisting.
Oh.
Solo work. Like solo videos. I'm actually in talks with a couple companies now to get back into doing some solo work.
Okay. Cool. Well, we'll definitely have to let our listeners know how they can find that. Speaking of porn and recent stuff, forget what we watch. We recently were featured in a porn. We forgot to mention that.
Was that, that was the one you were getting horse fisted?
No. We were not fisting horses. Let's make sure that does not get edited out of this show. We did the swingers party with Phil Verone and Vivid Entertainment, and that was really cool because a lot of the stuff that I like to watch, you know, I like to watch, like, homemade porn because it's real. It's couples, you know?
Yeah.
And so what we did is we hosted a Fantasy Flight. Check the archives so you can learn what goes on at Fantasy Flights. But we hosted a Fantasy Flight for a group of swingers. So there was, you know, some married couples, some couples that recently hooked up, some boyfriend-girlfriends, and I think we had one or two unicorns. I don't know what men are called at swingers parties, but they're not unicorns.
Solo. They're called single guys who have to pay more to get there.
Okay, single guys and unicorns, women, single women. And it was a lot of fun because they were, you know, they're real-life people. There wasn't any acting involved. Besides the fact that, I mean, obviously there were cameras, so that in itself just adds a layer of, I guess, a little anxiety. But once everybody got comfortable, it was a very enjoyable experience. Now, I didn't have the pleasure of putting on my my porn star skills in this particular video, but check it out. It is American Swing, the Tampa Bay toy party.
Yes.
Help me out episode with Bill Verone and Vivid Entertainment. And you can see what we did.
Yes, and we featured toys from Cal Exotics. And,
yep.
I mean, for people who don't know, Vivid is one of the most respected and biggest names in the adult industry. So, you know, us making a debut with our Fantasy Flight on Vivid was amazing. It was a very great experience, and we had fun the whole time, and even when the cameras got off, it was even more fun to be had. And
that's,
you know, we make our cameos and stuff, you know. it was a really good time, I think. If you get the chance, I think you can actually go to vivid.com and stream the video. So you can either purchase it or you could just stream it and watch it. So go out there and enjoy yourself.
So, okay, I have something I want to ask you and talk about.
Okay.
So we have a lot of couples that listen to the show, people that are trying to spice things up within their relationship. Now, me personally, I have never watched a porn with my partner. Like at the same
okay.
time, like I had sex or sat and just watched it. I never have. It's not something that I would be against doing, but the opportunity never presented itself, and porn is like one of those things that I do enjoy exploring on my own.
Mm-hmm.
However, I do hear from a lot of men that their wives or girlfriends are not interested. They're like, you know, like they're repulsed by their husband's or their boyfriend's porn collection. And I just wanted to shed a little bit of light on that. Like, have you had that experience where your partner has been turned off? Well, probably more so with you that you did porn, not so much that you had it, but maybe when you were a little bit younger, did you find that reaction with women?
No, I never brought it up, actually. I never watched porn with a partner like that. My thing, even before I ever got into porn, like I used to either want to take pictures or everything. Like I was always more interested in being in front of the camera than watching. So I have though had problems in relationships where, because I'm very open, I'm very honest about it. Like this is what I do, and I don't feel bad about the fact that I did it,
right.
And I want to do more of it. And it definitely, I wouldn't say it always is a disgusting reaction, like someone's disgusted by it, but more like they're afraid to try and fill those shoes. Like I've had a lot of women feel that they can't please me because of my experiences in porn, or they're not attractive to me because they don't fuck like porn stars. But I believe everybody has that in them. Everybody can fuck like a porn star. You know, you have to let go. I think a lot of the times is same thing with the couples out there that are having these problems. I mean, everybody fantasizes about naughty, filthy, dirty, amazing things. Everybody does, you know. And if you're with somebody and you love them, you should want to know what turns them on. You should want to experience what turns them on with them, because it's only going to make it that much more of a heightened experience for you. You know, if your husband or your wife is into watching something crazy, you know, like we always say on the show, if it's consensual and it doesn't involve children or animals, then it's all right. Yeah, no jet setting horse fisting.
So, but wait a minute. Let me go ahead. I'll let you finish. I have follow up questions.
Okay. No, I think that if you do have something, like let's say you're just into something that most people would consider like really left field. Like let's say you, like I have a female friend. She loves Bukkake movies. That is her thing. Like she only watches.
That?
Okay, Bukkake is like a group of men all ejaculating on a woman at once.
Okay.
Right? And that's what she likes, that, and she likes gangbang. And that's all she watches. She said those are the only porns that turn her on. But in no way, shape, form, or fashion does she ever want to be involved in a gangbang.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, and from our conversation, I think that's what turns her on about it, is that she herself could never do that.
Okay.
You know, she's like, there's nothing about it that she wants to have physically happen to her, but the thought of being, you know, used and ravaged and all of that sexually turns her on. So for most men, if a woman is like, hey, I want you to watch this gangbang video with me, a lot of men will be taken aback, like, oh my God, is that what you really want? Did this happen to you? Or, you know what I'm saying? Like a lot of men, they'll question where that fantasy comes from, you know. But if she's able to explain where it comes from beforehand, to tell a man, like, this is what it is, how about you use me like that, you know? In that kind of situation, I think, you know, when you bring some, when you bring your, like, our fantasies are up in the cloud. That's where they should be. But when you bring them down to earth about what it really is and what the underlying current of that fantasy is, if you speak about it openly and honestly with the partner, I think it'll make it an easier sell, if you will.
If even you know. So it's worth taking a little time and figuring that out for yourself so you can better communicate.
Absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. You don't want your husband to come home from work and you got a gangbang video going on. on the TV,
like I'm just practicing.
He might not be ready for that. And just like, you know, fellas, if you're into something that's a little bit more left field, you know, I definitely think it's a mistake for any partner to tell their partner what they like is disgusting. You know, that's just a mistake. Even if it's not what you're into, and even if you want no parts of it, don't call it disgusting, because that'll only make that person go up into a shell and not want to share what they enjoy with you.
So this is my thought before I lose it. Just exactly what you were explaining about your friend and how she kind of speaks out the total opposite of what her sexual persona is. I find the same to be with men, and women kind of get, you know, like you're saying, your partners felt like they couldn't compare. And I do recall an ex of mine having a collection of, like, he had, like, it was, like, you know, big booty, black women. I can't even tell you what the name, I mean, all it was just booty, booty, booty. Like, that's all the cover said, you know? And here I am, small frame. And this is, you know, many years ago. And I remember, like, gosh, like, is that what he wants? You know? Why are you bothering me if that's what you want? But in retrospect, thinking of what I like to watch versus what I like in my reality, it's very different. And so that, you know, again, what people watch, what their guilty pleasures are, it's not necessarily what they want for themselves. It's just what, you know, works at the time. And porn genres change. I mean, for a while I was into some very dark, kind of like what you said, different things, learning how to incorporate different things or seeing how different people's techniques or lack thereof, how you make something better. For a while, I was looking at a lot of female domination work, and that kind of stuff, though. but it was very interesting seeing different styles of doms and, you know, exactly what that meant, because I had a particular picture in my mind. And through watching different porns, I was able to say, like, oh, okay, you know, there's different styles of very feminine doms that I was more attracted to. So there's a lot of reasons why people pick up certain genres of porn, and they do change over time. So, you know, if your partner has a stash, you know, from back in his high school days or something like that, or even now, explore it. Explore it together and find out what it is. And, I don't know, maybe invite one of those big, big booty, black fisting girls over. Explore that, but that's another show.
Oh man, gave me a flashback. But I think that also people have to realize, I mean, when you're watching porn, you're watching, in a lot of instances, you're watching body parts and people who are chosen because of their body parts. You know, it's the same as if you're, to me, I mean, it's sexual athletes to an extent.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you might find, there's, but I mean, also there's all kinds of different things. Like, you'll find people that are into midget porn or older people, you know, they got like senior porn. They got all kinds of, almost anything, especially
too.
Now. Say that again?
I've watched that too, the senior porn.
You watch senior
yeah.
porn?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like
Golden Girls?
It has a particular name. I can't think of it. But I like the confidence of the woman. I think that that's just so awesome. I want to be a dirty grandma when I get older.
Watch out, world.
65
nah, but,
is not far away.
Nah, I think that people have to remember, you know, in that sense too, like, you know, some people will go for the big black booty porn or, you know, monster dicks, little chicks, whatever the genre is that people are interested in or out there looking for, you know, find what your strength is. Everybody got their own strength, especially sexually. You know, there's always a new way, a new position. And there's a lot of things in porn that you don't really see that people have within their own intimate relationships. It's not like there's much romance, you know, which goes a long way with people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't see much kissing. Usually when there's oral sex, it's not very, it's more for the camera. You know,
right.
A lot of the angles in porn are also more for the camera. You know, if you want to do certain positions to hit certain spots in your partner, men for a woman or whatever, you know, it's not going to look good on camera. What looks good on camera is long strokes because people want to see what's going on down there, you know. So always remember that. It's like the same thing, like as when you're watching a movie. You know, certain things are 100% on-point acting. Other things are CGI. So you just have to remember that.
So there's a few pointers that I want to give our ladies, especially, and our couples that are watching. Exactly what you're saying, I think it's so important because oftentimes we find ourselves comparing ourselves to unrealistic expectations. So, you know, one of the things, take what you can from it, share, explore. That's a safe way to see, you know, kind of what your reaction is to certain things that you may be interested in trying. But don't compare your partner or yourself to some of the porn that you watch. I mean, I know one of the things that went for me is when you were like, oh, they miss the women. And I'm like, you mean she's not wet all the time? Are you serious? What do you mean?
I mean, you know, sometimes, you know, just like people speak about fluffers. You know,
mm-hmm.
the fluffers that can come when, because, you know, sometimes you're like, director's got to move the camera to somewhere else. Everybody's standing around waiting for the director to get the proper shot that they want or the proper lighting that they want. So the fluffer come out, get you hard again, go back to work.
So don't,
you know?
You know,
sometimes they got to have a mister, too.
God, where's my, you know, sometimes I need a mister. Where the fuck is my mister? Oh, guys, don't compare yourself to some of the things that you see in porn. Use it for the tool that it is and just enjoy it. But I have to tell you some of my pet peeves, and I guess I'm trying to think, like, this is another reason why I don't particularly like male and female porn, is because a lot of the men in porn are not very attractive. So I'm happy that you're about to be back in the business.
Thank you very much.
You are welcome. I do not like seeing out of shape men have sex.
But you know what? The thing is, and it's, you know, porn has a certain double standard, but really, I mean, women make for the most part more money than men in porn.
Okay.
Women are the star more often. I mean, depending on the man, I mean, the dick is more important than the actual man. You understand?
Right.
So it's like usually that's why you'll get either people who are unattractive or out of shape, even though they should hit the gym or whatever. But, I mean, you know, the woman, you're going to see her face, especially now there's a lot of point of view porn, POV stuff, where it's like you don't even see the guy. It's just the camera looking at the woman and the sexual act. So,
that tends to ruin it for me, too, where there's eye contact with the camera. Any of it. Like, you know, when they'll do a close-up, especially when the girl is giving the guy oral, and then she'll look up at the camera and make a face. I'm like, cut, forget it.
For some people, that's it for them. That's important for them. You know, and that's why I think there are so many different genres and things. But honestly, my major and main interest in getting back into the business is, you know, I want to direct, I want to write, I want to put some of my fantasies and visions on the screen. I got a lot of good ideas. I think I might have to do something incorporating my massages and just showing everybody what sensuality is about, I think. And to me, that's where it's lacking more than anything is, for me, you know, and I was just thinking about this today, simple things like one of the biggest turn-ons for me in the world is a woman that can dance.
Mm-hmm.
Like when I see a woman move her hips, like, you know how they say bedroom eyes, I'm looking for bedroom hips. You know, when I see a woman dance and when I see a woman move, and you don't really see that in porn. You know, it's the same old pizza man ringing the doorbell. Oh my God, I'm not wearing any panties. Let me find you some change. I have no money. Take it out of me. You know what I'm saying? It's like the same storyline all the time. And I think now you see more women who are interested in porn, that watch porn and have for years. But the thing that it lacks, that when I speak to women, is it's lacking, you know, that romance that'll make your pussy wet before you even see anybody's body part, you know.
Well, hurry up, because I'm getting tired of these gangbangs. I'm excited to hear that. Yes, we do need a better quality, or a different quality, I should say that. A different quality of adult entertainment. So, wow, keep your eyes peeled for that as well. So, to wrap up tonight's show, watch porn, enjoy it, watch it together. I'm going to try that. I'll try that and get back to you guys. And explore. If you're listening tonight and you're stuck on a genre like I am, try something different. And, I think we should ask them to get back to us. Tell us what happens when you do, whether it's alone or with your partner. Try something different with your style of porn and email us at jetsettingjasmine@gmail.com or what are all the many ways that our listeners? I'll let you.
Well, you can get in touch with me, sensualnoir@gmail.com, thekingnoir on Instagram, kingnoir on Twitter. But I just want to say, you know, for some people, porn is not for them. I would just say go out there and check out erotica. Check out erotic art. You know, sometimes still life, sometimes distilled, or even things that are more suggestive instead of being to the point of pornographic are just as good of a turn-on or just as much of a turn-on. Like, I love erotic art, photography, even sculpting.
I love
it. It's beautiful. Yeah. Stories. Check out our blog on jetsettingjasmine.com.
Yes. You can send me stories, no videos, but I'll take your writing. We'll even feature it if it's good.
Yes.
So, thank you for flying with us tonight. We hope you learned something new or ignited something that you already had within. And King, I'll let you take us out.
This is a renaissance for the all the making loves. Just sitting around the globe with the Mile High Club. Good night, y'all.
your hand.